Hello and welcome to TechGram.
Technology has given us a web that connects everyone, but we can't see all of it in rose-tinted glasses. We have to take into account that the internet has given others easy access into our personal info and our daily lives. That's why in this podcast, we will discuss the hazards of posting your private info online and how it can be detrimental to your own safety. Now, I will leave you off with Ana Lucia Moreno. But first, we will listen to Trespassing by Adam Lambert.
Well, I was walking for some time when I came across this sign saying, who are you and where are you from? We don't like when visitors come. No trespassing, that's what it said. At least that's what I could read, yeah. No trespassers, yeah. My ass, way to get a load of me, yeah.
Thanks, Gustavo. Hello, everybody. I am Ana Lucia Moreno, and I'm so happy to be here. A very serious topic is being faced as it involves the privacy of millions of technology users. Without being fully aware of the dangers that the leak of their data can bring, these people become the perfect target for scammers. Not protecting their personal information can help criminals to use their data for crimes or illegal activities. Moreover, by using their personal data, these people can track them down, meaning a threat for them and for the ones that they love. In a moment, we'll interview some people and listen to the examples of how the leak of the private data can change someone's life. But first, let's listen to this great song by Thin Lizzy, Whiskey in the Jar.
These are great examples of the effects of social media and technology on their privacy. We constantly see them wearing masks to hide their face from paparazzi, and sometimes not even being able to go outside and follow their daily routine. This is because their location is being put on the internet, swarming people towards them. In the case of Kim Kardashian, multiple of her sex tapes were released to the public, which degraded her image as a woman of class.
Now we're here with Andres Moreno, who will kindly answer some of the questions that we have prepared for him. Hi Andres, how are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Okay, so the first question that we have for you is, are you aware of the threat that the leak of your private data can represent in your life?
Yes, I do.
So what do you do to protect your private information?
What I do mainly is to put less information in my social media and to use a strong and safe passwords to access to my apps.
Okay, thank you. Do you know the consequences that not protecting your privacy while using technology can bring?
Yes, I knew it.
Which ones are them?
The principal one is the scammers use my information against me to steal my relatives. Is the first one and the mainly.
Okay, so why do you think that it is vital to protect your private data then?
I think that it is vital to protect my personal information because I can avoid that other people uses it in negative ways, to steal or to rob something or someone.
Okay, yeah, thank you for your time and for answering these questions. Before moving on with our conclusion, let's listen to Adam Port with one of his best-selling tunes, Move.
As we can see, there are many examples of the internet's impact on other people's privacy. We've only touched the surface of an ocean of endless examples. Now, Ana Lucia will give you some tips so that this won't happen to you.
That's right, Gustavo. First of all, you should always put complex yet easy to remember passwords that include numbers, characters, and letters. 2. Share your information just to the people that you really trust. 3. Don't post everything that you do on social media. And 4. Adjust your device settings so that the app that you have a limited access to your information.
that is it, folks. We appreciate you for your time and listening in to this week's episode.
Yes, and remember that there is a new episode every Friday. Don't forget to follow us in our social media to stay tuned, obviously taking into account everything that was discussed today. And we will see you the next time. Bye!